Gemara Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. Today's Daf has been studied in Shmot Avraham Ben Esther. Refuah Shel Madina Batzara. We begin today's Daf at the Mishnah, Kuf Nun Vav Amud Bet. Mechatechim et Adilu'im Nifnei Behema. On Shabbat, you have Dilu'im gourd. The gourd were... They were cut from the ground from before Shabbat. That's obvious. You cannot cut them from the ground. So they were tilushim from before Shabbat. So what's the hadush of the Mishnah? You can cut the gourd for the behema, even though when it entered Shabbat, this was technically gourd is machal adam. It's for human consumption. You can eat it. So it says, v'eta nevela lefnei kelabim. If an animal became a nevela on Shabbat, for example, then a shemashot, the behema was omitted the shaita. A human being could have eaten it. And then on Shabbat, it became a nevela. Doesn't matter, you know, ben ha-shemashot, it was ha'oi le'adam. Still, you can cut it up and give it to the behema. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im lo ha'ita nevela me'ayrim Shabbat asura. He says, no, if it wasn't a nevela from before Shabbat, you cannot move it. Mukse. Defi she'ena menamucham. Because it was not mukhan, nachilat kelavim, it was mukhan ma'achal adam, which is any item that's omed ben ha-shemashot. For that purpose, it's mukse for that purpose. And since it was mukse la'adam, so therefore you cannot use it for a behema. Gemarashi. Et adedu'in et telushin. Omi ustaman nav le'ma'achal behema kamel la'adam. That's right. Staman is for us to omed le'ma'achal adam, these adedu'in. But the nevela shnet nevela hayom. It became nevela on Shabbat. Ubena shemashot hayta omedet le'adam. Ubena shemashot hayta omedet le'adam. Vapidu ha'achem. Comes the Gemara and says, "Itmar." So we have a little siman over there. Arel Shahaz siman. Amar ula halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. That once an item goes into Shabbat, ben Hashemashot, for a specific purpose, it's asur to move it for something else. The af Rab savar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rab also holds like this concept. Where do we see it from? From the case of the mats that are used in order to cover merchandise that's on the boat. The Rav Asar. Rav said that since those mats were designated for merchandise, for covering merchandise, so therefore they're mukseh. Ushmo el chare. He says, no, what do I care? Even if it's designated for a certain item, a person doesn't take it off his mind, and therefore he wants to use it for something mutar. So therefore, Shmuel's mekel. ואף לוי סבר לך כרבי יהודה כי עד לוי כי אבו מייטי צריפתה לקמה ביום הטבא. They used to bring him a behemah that they slaughtered on Yom Tov. They would want to remember, Rabbi, we want to know if this behemah is a terefa or not. So he would have to check it. Lo ava chazela, he wouldn't check it. Ela ki yativ akilklita. Only when he was sitting next to the garbage dump. That what? That if it's terefa, boom, we'll throw it right into the dump. If it's not going to be kashera, it's not going to be even to give to the kelabim. Because since it went into Yom Tov, so therefore it's going to be mukseh. So you see all these rabbis holding the same concept. Rashi, kelabim shimon delet lemukseh medekarche dezuzeh mahasalot ha'asiyot ha'sfinot ha'chasot pragmatiyah shebetuchat ha'kava the goods that are on the boat, zuzeh sfinot b'lashon arami. Because zuzeh doesn't mean money in this concept. Zuzeh means boats. In lashon arami, kach matzeti b'shon needed a ruling of a rabbi. Comes the Gemara and says, "Ushmuel Amar." The way lenient that the person, even though it's huksa for a certain item, a person doesn't take it off his mind. And therefore, if it's he wants to use it for himself, he can. On Yom Tov, lo yizizinda memekoma, you cannot move it from its place. Betargema ze'idi be'me'mad kadashim, because that's ula ana'a. Yeah. If it wasn't Be'emad Kedashim, you could give it to the Kelarim. Aval, Chulin, it was regular Chulin, Shapidam, even though Why? Because bottom line, even though it went into Yom Tov, it went into Yom Tov for Machal Adam, it doesn't matter. His mind has now changed, now became Machal Bema. Shapir, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rechel Rabbi Shimon, Rashi, Targimaz, Zeirus Kedbetza, Bememat Kadashim, it's Kodesh, Tasura Behana, Velo Chajad Kelabim, once it's Zubah, I can't even give it to the dogs. Hadechulin, Shapir, the Mer, Achina, the Kelabim, Umi Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Ache, did Rabbi Yochanan say that the Anachaz, like Rabbi Shimon, that we lean into the case of Mukseh, Veha, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. Halakha Kistam Mishnah. Yohanan always says that. Halakha Kistam Mishnah Utnan. And we have a Stam Mishnah that said what? En mebakirin ya'itzim in a korot. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take wood for fuel. Minakorot that are used with the beams that were set aside for building purposes. You cannot take those wooden beams and use them for fuel. Vedo minakorat shenishbera biyom tov, or the roof, let's say, broke on Yom Tov, and you want to take a beam from the roof in order to make it hasaka. Even though right now the only purpose you could use it for is for hasaka, because it's bina shemashot, they were designated for binyan, for building purposes, and therefore the guy took it off his mind was only for binyan purposes. Now once Yom Tov, once Shavu Yom Tov comes, you cannot use it for something else, and that's the Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yohanan holds it like a Stam Mishnah. So how could you tell me Rabbi Yohanan? So like Rabbi Shimon, that's lenient. Come on, it says Rabbi Yohanan. How can Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda matnila? It's not a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yohanan had a name in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, and therefore it's not a Stam Mishnah. Therefore, there's no contradiction. Taf Rashi's and the Bakayin Yatsim in a Korot Soar. So it's like a storage place of a pile of beams that are set up for building purposes. Let's say a beam broke from the roof on the Shandim Tov. The only purpose you can use it for is vasaka, for fuel. He says, it wasn't prepared for that. Comes the Gemara and says, another question from another Stam Mishnah. Masechet Betzah, Daf Chaf Tet, Matchilin Ba'aremat Teben, which means on Yom Tov you're allowed to start using a pile of straw, even though you didn't use this straw till now. Stam Teben is used for what? Stam Teben, no, Stam Teben is Omed Hasaka, is used for fuel purposes. So the Gemara says, now we're talking about Teben that's Saruah. Obviously it's Saruah, it's spoiled. That's why the Gemara is assuming that the only purpose you can use this for is for Hasaka, because it's spoiled, nothing else to do with it. That's what it says. Matchilin ba'aremat teben. You can start using the pile of teben that became spoiled in order to use it for fuel. Aval lo bi'atzim shebamukseh. But not the pieces of wood that are in the mukseh. Mukseh is like in the storage house. Why? Because the wood was not used for saka. The stam wood is over there. He's using for building. And therefore, you see what? It's a stam mishnah. And he says, ah, now that you want to use it for something else on Yom Tov, you cannot, because it's omed for what it's omed for. Ben Hashemashot. But I answers, we're talking about over there very precious wood. We're talking about wood over there from the cedar tree and the ashua, that's a female cedar. They are very special. That's mukseh because you're not going to use it for anything else. They're very, very precious. No one's using it for fuel. And therefore, even the Bishimon, I feel the Bishimon more there, that's always going to be asur. That's a higher level of mukseh. Rashi, lo be'aitzim shebe mukseh. Shiniham barchava, you put them in the backyard. Ja'ole betom, eksam limot hastav. You put them there for the fall. Mukseh, what is mukseh? Rahava sha'ole betim hastav, the backyard. Sheksa ahole beto laknis shab davar leotzer, like a storage place to put in the backyard. The kolam yachlama be'arze v'ashuche eres zachar ve'eres tekva shomdim le'ben yan. Now there's another question. Tashema, this is also coming from a second betzah daf mem en mashkin v'shochatin et hamidbariyot. This is talking about on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to give to drink the animals. You cannot slaughter them and give them to drink and slaughter the midbariot. Those are the animals that are in the fields, that are staying by the agam, by the swamps, and they sleep at night outside of the house. Why? Because Bereshit Hashod, you don't even think about these animals. They're far away. So therefore, on Yom Tov, you cannot start using these animals for Shemitah. Your mind wasn't on them. They're outside of the Yeshuv. Aval Mashkin V'Shuhatin Et Baitot. The ones that are Baitot domesticated, is the ones that come home at night and they sleep in the house. So that your mind was on them. And that's a, your mind was on them. And that's the Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was supposed to extend Mishnah. And therefore, you see what he's machmir when it comes to mukseh. That even though now you want to use these other animals that are in the field, not since Bereshit Hashod, when it went in, your mind wasn't on them, you can't use them. Oh, so you see, he's machmir like the Stam Mishnah. The Rabbanan said, what do you want from Rabbi Yochanan? He found another Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, Stamma Acharina Ashkar. He found another Stam Mishnah. Where do you see the Stam Mishnah? We learned it already on Kuf Mem Gimal. Bet Shamay Omri Magbihim Al Shuhan Asamot Ukilipin. The leftovers of the Seuda, the bones and the shells, you can move them off the table because they are Ra'ui the Ma'achal Behema. Even though when they went into Shabbat, they were Ra'ui the Ma'achal Adam. They were part of the food over there. And therefore, we said, no, since it's Ra'ui for Ma'achal Behema, he doesn't makseu. Betelel Omrim, and Betelel came along and said, no, you should not take these things off the table because it's mahmir, and therefore misalek at the tabla, you have to shake the table off and shake it off because you cannot take them directly. You have to switch the shitot. And in this case, Rabbi Shammai is the lenient one. Switch it around. Make Betelel like Rabbi Shimon. That says that even though they went in as Machal Behema, now they became Machal Adam. Now they became Machal Behema. It's okay. Make Betelel be the rabbi and allow you to take it off the table directly. And Beit Shammai is the Machmir. And this is a Stam Mishnah. And therefore, what do you see over here? I'm sorry. Like this. Because it's not Stam. It's Beit Shammai Betelel. But whenever you have a Mishnah with Betelel, that's a Stam Mishnah. Because Hanakha is like Betelel. Look at Hashi. Stam Harina. Very important Hashi there. Betelel Hashib. Kisetama. Betelel Hashub like a Stam Mishnah. Okay, comes the Gemara says, "Pedigi ba acha veravina hadamad bechol Shabbat kula halakha kerabbi Shimon." That whenever we have a machloket on Shabbat between the Biyudah and the Bishon, bechol Shabbat, in all the halachot of Shabbat, halakha kerabbi Shimon, except lebar memukse machmat mius. Remember, this is something that's disgusting. Such an item, even we're going to post it to be without it. Mukseh, that his mind is off it, he cannot move it, he cannot deal with it over there. Umayni hu, what is a classic example of something that's mukseh, mahmat, mi'us? So we're talking about over here, ner, that's the receptacle. Receptacle that you put the oil in and you put the wicks. Yeshan, you lit it once, it's made of chayres. That's ma'us over there. It's got all the dirt in it, the junk in it, the ash and stuff like that. That's ma'us. That some say, no, even in that way, lenient, like Rabbi Shimon, that a person doesn't take his mind off of it unless it's really disgusting, like Rav Shalei or something that's really like a bucket of excrement, something like that. But something like this in there, that's not stone ma'us, we can go like Rabbi Shimon and say he's not mekse. Levar memukse mahmat isur. That's something that went into Ben Hashem Mashot, and the reason why it was mukse is because it was asur. And that we're going to take the halakha like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case of mukse mahmat isur? Ma'inihu ner shediku ba beotah Shabbat. It went into Ben Hashem Mashot lit. Mukse mahmat isur. He cannot move a ner that's lit on Shabbat, and therefore. Why? Because the net itself, the receptacle, becomes a basis. It's holding something that's mukseh. Oh, and then it went off on Shabbat. Doesn't matter. Since it went into Ben Hashem Hashod, mukseh mahmat isur, we're going to go like the Yehuda. Aval, mukseh mahmat hasaron kis. That's something that's precious, that the person will not use it for anything else. Afilu Rabbi Shimon moded. Not even Rabbi Shimon moded, that's mukseh. If not, kol hakelim nitalim b'Shabbat. All the vessels, it's permissible to move on Shabbat, which means even something that's klishim lakto the Isur. Where he, like the Mishamon, if there's certain permissibilities to move it on Shabbat. Mahmat Gufo, Sorek Gufo, Sorek Mekomo. Holds the Meser Agadol, except the special saw that's used to cut the trees. The attention Mahresha, that's the special sharp pole that's used for the blade of the plow. That a person does not use it for anything else but its designated function, and therefore even if he shows me more, then it's going to be Mukseh Rashi. Kol kelim nitanim ve'afilu melachtan le'isur. Even the kelim shmalton le'isur, the Rebbe Shimoni holds when a mitzvah gadol megira shid umanim lakutz ba'etzim in order to cut the wood. Who mukseh ma'adis v'kisu shelo yishtabru hanitzim, the one who ruined the blade, the ridges. Shua asu kistakin ma'le pigimot. It's a saw. So it's made with like a saw, that's a knife that has ridges. Ve'yetet shmarisha ofil et hakarka. Okay, and now we get, yes.
Isn't the wording of the Gemara a little strange here, because they're saying everything is Mukseh except for this, and then Gemara says except for A, and then Gemara says, oh, by the way, B also is
what's B? Mukseh Mahamad Rukis.
The Machloket before is only whether Mukseh Mahamad Mi'us is considered something that's according to each one.
And we say it's not, though. We're lenient on Mukseh Mahamad Mi'us, unless it's a Graf Shalei.
Right, so the other rabbi said the only thing that's Mukseh according to each one is Mukseh Mahamad Mi'us. I mean, excuse me, Mechalat Yisur. Now the Gemara says, oh, and by the way, there's another item that's Mukseh according to Bishmon also. Just
two things, you mean?
Right. Saying, I just thought the wording in the Gemara was...
There's two things we're saying here. One thing is, Halakha can be Shimon. The Bishmon will be lenient like Abim of Mukseh Mahamad Yisur. There we posek like the Yehuda when it comes to Mukseh Mahamad. And the Bishmon is Modeh Behasronkis. It's two different things. Right. When it comes to the Bishmon of Yehuda, we follow the Bishmon Chutzme Isur, which is the Yehuda. And in Hasronkis, the Bishmon is Modeh. Comes the next Mishnah. Mefili Nedarim Beshabbat. Okay. The husband is allowed to make kafarat Nedarim, break his wife's Nedarim on Shabbat. And the father can break the nidarim of his daughter on Shabbat. Vinish alim nidarim. For that matter, you can go to the hakam. And the hakam can be matir and nidar as well. Shehen etzorik Shabbat. As long as the nidar has to be a Shabbat related item. The guy made a nidar, I'm not eating Shabbat Shabbat. I'm not eating Shabbat Shabbat. You have to eat Shabbat Shabbat. So if you go to the rabbi, and the rabbi finds you a petah. Or the father hears the daughter say, I'm not eating Shabbat Shabbat. Kunam. The father is able to be mefed and neder. Upokikin et ma'or, which means you have a skylight or a window, and you don't want the tum'ah to come from outside into the window, so therefore you're able to clog it up. You're able to stuff it up. Umodidim et ma'tlit, which means you want to measure a cloth. The measurement we're looking over here is 3 etzba'ot by 3 etzba'ot. If it's 3 etzba'ot by 3 etzba'ot, then it can receive tumah. So you want to measure the cloth to see if it's suitable to receive tumah. Umodidim et ha-mikveh. Guy wants to go to mikveh on Shabbat. So he wants to measure the mikveh to see if it has 40 se'ah, to see if it's suitable. Umaaseh bimei abiv shel Rabbi Sadok. Ubimei abba Shaul ben Botnit. Shepakeku et ha-maor betafiyah. They clogged up the window betafiyah. Tafiyah is like a cad. A vessel, the back of the vessel, they clogged up the window with it, the shalchedis, in order that the tumah does not come into the house. They kashru et mekida begemi. They had a certain type of vessel that's made out of chedis, made out of pottery, begemi, and they tied a gemi to it, like a string to it, lida im yesh bagigit poteyach tefach im lav, to see if the gigit that they have over there is opening up a tefach or not. We'll see the Gemara, will explain what that's talking about over there. No. From here we learned a few things of this story. Number one, chepokekim, you can close the window on Shabbat. But they close up the window so the tumah doesn't come in. Umodidin, you saw they made a medida, also medida shel mitzvah, and the koshrin, they can make a knot because they tied the gemi to the bowl. And the bashabah, because the kesher shel, that's not a kesher shel kayama. Okay, let's read up plashis now, and then I'll explain you this last part of the story. מפילין בעל אשתו ונשאלין נעקב שנסור לשם מקוות של ידה שלא לאכול היום ופוחים את המור כנבנת האמני פוחקים פקק חלון ומודדים את המקווה במידה שיש שם
It's a shutter?
It's a shutter or it's more like you're stuffing up the hole in the wall.
Can they
putting a vessel in the wall to stuff it up so the tumah doesn't come in. Exactly. What are you measuring? You're measuring the area. Because once you know the area, if the area is 3 amma by 1 amma by 3 amot, that's a shoe that can hold 40 amma, 40 se'ah. So when you're measuring the area in order to see if there's a shoe of mikveh, veta makli chu shalosh shosh ba 3 by 3 esba'ot, koni maitat teme'ah v'naga b'taharot. Which was, let's say the makrit was teme'ah, and it touched tarot. So you want to measure the matlit to see if it has the shiur to receive tumah, so you'll know if the tarot that it touched is tameonat. But tafia pick pak shel chayes ta'averot. Okay, fine. Zvulat shikur shabat tavim leim shabbat. Mekidak leiz the daim ish begim the tafim. Gemara explain that. Koshtik ketsu shenuk shel kamar from the tagram. Mudim the tamed and the verorah. Okay, the Gemara explain. Ibaya lehu. The Gemara begins hafara. That which we say that the husband can be mefer the nedarim of his wife, ben netzorek, ben shelo netzorek, whether it's for tzorek Shabbat, whether it's not for tzorek Shabbat, a husband can only mefer the nedarim of his wife on the day that he hears the neder, like it says in the pasuk beyom shemo. The next day, even if the husband wants to be mefer it, it's too late. So therefore, the rabbi said, listen, when it comes to a husband, it's either now or never. So therefore, they allow him to break the nedarim even on Shabbat. She'ela, however, going to a tamid hachav to be matid the neder. She'ela letzorech in, she'lo letzorech lo. Only when it's tzorech Shabbat will let the rabbi be matid the neder. But if it's not letzorech, no. Umeshuma achi, kaplaginu mehadadi. And that's why the Tana wrote two statements. Mifirim nedarim v'nish'alim. Two separate laws. Mifirin, ben netzorech, ben chenon netzorech. Finish alin is only netzorech. Odilma, that's one side of the question. Again, to remind you, this is a yinabayilu. This is a question. That's one side of learning the question. Odilma, maybe, hafara name netzorech in chenon netzorech lo. That maybe even hafara of the husband. He can only be mifir netzorech if it's a neder for Shabbat. So why did the Mishnah then separate them mefirim and nishalim? Mishum da'afara en sarik bedin u'shiras nikam bedin. Bedin, because there's a difference in the laws of the darim. In the Shabbat law can be the same. That only the sort of Shabbat. But since for the husband you don't need a bedin, he does it himself. But when it comes to the hakam, either need a hakam or a bedin to be mefir, that's why I put them separately. So that's the Gemara's question. Again, the question is, to what degree will we allow the husband to be mefer his wife's nedarim? Tzorek Shabbat or even lo letzorek? That's basically the question. Tashema, detani zute deber papa mefirin nedarim Shabbat letzorek Shabbat. Letzorek Shabbat in, Torah Shabbat, lo. Again, the reason why we would think the other way is because the husband cannot do it tomorrow. So maybe it's everything is considered tzorech.
Lost.
Yeah, you're going to lose it tomorrow. So anything, let him do nothing.
He loses.
Now the Gemara's answering, he loses. Because bottom line, it's not a tzorech Shabbat item. We're not going to do it today. Shnacharina, there's another version. Ibayilihu. Gemara's question, Ibayilihu, letzorech, atarvayu ketane. Which means, which means when it comes to tzorech, it's on both tzorech for the husband and tzorech for the hakam, tzorech Shabbat. And shelo letzorech, nothing. They're not going to even allow it for the husband. Alma, what do you see from here? Hafara nedarim me'et le'et, which means we learn from over here that the husband has hafara nedarim 24 hours, and therefore if the husband heard it on Shabbat, he'll be able to do it tomorrow the same day. So therefore, let's say you're at 2 o'clock Shabbat.
Right.
It's not till sunset. It's
Me'etle,
it's 2 o'clock till Sunday. So therefore, it's no problem.
Yes,
let him do it tomorrow. Or dilma, kikitani letzorech ha-she'la u'diktani. Or maybe no. Tzorech is only when it comes to the tamid hakam. Because the tamid hakam can be mefer the nedarim, whatever. So if it's tzorech Shabbat, let him do it today. If it's not tzorech Shabbat, let him do it tomorrow. But afra nedarim, afilu shelo tzorech. Afra nedarim, kol hayom. The reason why we'd allow you to do tzorech, because that shita will hold, that afra nedarim only ends at sunset. And therefore, if afra nedarim ends at sunset, it's now or never. So therefore, the Gemara is asking a question. If you learn that you can be mefer, even shelo tzorech, That tells me that the Faridim ends at sunset. So if I'll let you do it even now. But if you tell me that you can only do Tzorech, so I'll tell you, because the Tzorech you can do tomorrow. Because you have 24 hours from the time of the Neder. And the Gemara answers, Tashema, the time of Zuteh, the Bela Pepepefin, the Shabbat. The Tzorech HaShabbat. The Tzorech HaShabbat. The Tzorech HaShabbat. The Tzorech HaShabbat. The Gemara answers that, indeed, when it comes to the husband, you can only be offended that are subject to Shabbat. But non-Shabbat, I do tomorrow. What do you mean I do tomorrow? Because must be Nederim are from 24 hours to the time the Neder was made. So if even the Neder was made Shlo Letzorech, he still has after Shabbat to annul. Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar Rabbi Sheva and Antenan. We learned in the Mishnah Nedarim. Daf. Ayin Vaf. Hafarat Nedarim. Kol Ayom. Hafarat Nedarim. You have the whole day. Until the night. Now there's a leniency that comes out of this, and there's a stringency that comes out of this. That law that we just said, that Hafarat Nedarim is until the night, there's a stringency and a leniency. Let's say the lady made the neder Friday night. Husband heard him. Mefed lele Shabbat veyom Shabbat ad shetachshach. She has all day. It can be mefed the neder the whole Friday night, and the whole Shabbat until it gets dark. Dark, that's kula. You mean you're getting the whole day? What's the humrah? Nadra im hashecha. Let's say she made the neder 1 minute before sunset on Saturday night. Mefer atzilut tachshach. He can only make that tarat nedarim in 1 minute. She even though mefer mishal shecha enu yachol lefer, which means if I do kol hayom, you just get the day. So sometimes it's kula. She made it Friday night, you have 24 hours till the next night to make kafara. But you only have that day. If she made it 1 minute before sunset, you only get 1 minute. Oh, so what do you see from over here? You see that it's not a 24 hour period. You just told me it's a 24 hour period. She made it 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. But you see, not like that. You see, if she made it 1 minute before sunset, it's 1 minute. Oh, so we have a question. Not clear. What it says, Tanai, that exactly is a machloket amongst the Tanaim. The Tanya, one opinion says, Afarat Nedarim, Kol Ayom, which means you have it till sunset. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Me'et Le'et, you have 24 hours. That's a very important halakha to know. Machloket amongst the Tanaim, how long, when we say B'yom Shomo, is Yom Shomo till sunset, is Yom Shomo 24 hours from the time that they was made. Comes the Gemara and continues. Vinish Alim Nedarim. You go to the rabbi on Shabbat and he can get you out of your neder. The Gemara says, Kishelo Ayalo Penai, Odem Afilo Ayalo Penai. The question is it only Torah where you didn't have time? Because let's say you have time to go Friday afternoon. If you have time to go Friday afternoon, maybe you should go Friday afternoon. Or maybe no, maybe if you didn't have time. So Gemara says, Tashema, there is kikiku le rabbanan le rav zutra bere dav zera vesharu le nidre. The rabbis made themselves available for rav zutra bere dav zera, and they were matidas nidre. Vapagav da avere penai, even though he could have come from before Shabbat. Now, the question is over here, what is the problem with making Hafarat Nedarim on Shabbat? It's not electric, it's not one of the Horei Zoreya, it's not a Melacha. What's the problem of being Matir Neder on Shabbat? Nobody ever tells us any reason over here. So let's get the Mishnah Brura. Right there, Sammy, bring me that book that you're holding in your hand. That book you're holding, Sammy, bring it. Okay, where's the Halakha over here? Vav. Or Haim Siman Shin Mem Aleph. See what the halakha says? Shin Mem Aleph. Shin Mem Aleph. Matirin Nedarim B'Shabbat. Maran. Imem Netzorek HaShabbat. Kegon Shenadar Shelo Le'echol. Or Lishtot. That's a regular going to the rabbi. Going to the rabbi, even though you could have went on Friday, you didn't go on Friday? Like we just saw in the story in the Gemara.
You did it on Thursday. You could have went Friday morning. You didn't go.
You didn't go. It's okay. Abal v'abal. When it comes to the husband, yachol leafin the ishto afilu she'era mitzorech haShabbat.
Oh wow.
Mepne shim lo yafeh la'yom lo yuchal od leafiram. So Maran holds obviously the nedarim and the sunset.
Right.
So if you're not gonna break the neder of your wife, you're gonna lose it. Now what is the problem over here? So Rashi says, or Rashi Mishnah says, im hem letzorech haShabbat, aval shelo letzorech Shabbat. If it's not letzorech Shabbat, afilu lo yalo penai latir kodem. Even though you didn't have time to go Friday, stop the guy made a neder, nothing to do with Shabbat. He shouldn't go to the rabbi on Shabbat to handle it. What's the problem? Mishum dalo yachol latir achar Shabbat. Do it after Shabbat. Ve'lama la latruchem b'Shabbat b'chdi. Tircha. You may go to the rabbi. Wait. Tircha. Let's say it was not necessarily Surah Shabbat, but if it's Surah Mitzvah, it's okay also. Okay. Shelo lechol, pirush hayom. She made a neder, she's not eating today. Or he made a neder. Ve'lo lav davka im nadar legam le'mechram shteh. Lo dini madar mechram basam shteh yayin. Even if he said no meat or wine. Shabbat yata meat and wine. So therefore, go to the rabbi. Gam ke matrin demar zehum mitzvah b'shabbat. Nekler mishnah berurah. I'm not wearing Shabbat clothes. I'm not getting out of my pajamas on Shabbat. You don't have pajamas? Go to the rabbi. I'm not sleeping on Shabbat. It's also, I'm not taking my Shabbat nap. Play no nap. Can I get a nap? Go to the rabbi will matir it. That's the Aruch Shabbat. The Drei Ishto. Ve'u Adin. Av Lebiton Na'ara. The father can be mefer the Nedarim of his daughter. Itabir Ede'a. Tekshe mefer b'Shabbat. When you make a Farad Rim on Shabbat, lo yomar la mufar lechi. Kemo she'omer b'chol. Don't use the same language that you say during the week. Ela mefer u'mevetel ane b'libo. Do it in your heart. You're right, it's okay. In your heart, say, Matan, and then tell her, go eat, go drink. If the husband doesn't know that the wife made the nidet, and it's not a Shabbat related item, better not to tell him. So we don't want it to be mefer. Let's say she made a nidah for a certain amount of time, and the time ends on Shabbat. Is it a fit? What do you have to make a fit anyway? It expires on Shabbat anyway. As long as it's not the Sodic Shabbat. So therefore, what do you have to mefer it today? It's not for Sodic Shabbat, it'll expire anyway. Okay. Beyom Shemoh, Mishnah Berurah says, Ba'afilu Shabbat b'shal simuch l'achika. He hears the nidah 1 second before sunset. Let him make a fana. Because once sunset comes, it's stuck. Kol mishnah shabbat umutal lafid dezman afrata lo avim mi'et la'et. It's not a 24-hour interval. Ela oto ayom belvad. The shabbat belali yesh kol zman lafid kol alayla. Kol ayom b'shabbatim. Shabbat b'yom afim usuruk l'chashikha eno etel lafid la'era kodem alayla. Now again, what's the reason? But what's the reason why you cannot be mefer nedarim? What category does this fall under? The brechol maybe. It's a dibur. It's a dibur issue. It's a dibur issue, maybe. Maybe so afsecha, you're dealing with personal issues. Ubetama isur katab aran. Mishum tircha shelo letzorek. Let's go to the rabbi. Going to the rabbi, I understand. Going to the rabbi is tircha. It's a toil. Katab adevush. Primi Gadim said, but that's going to the rabbi. But that's not half of the husband. And that's what the husband says, mutar. Some say, it's your personal things you're dealing with. Why should it be Mesuh Hefsecha? You're not doing a melacha. It's not a melacha. There's no melacha, but I can't talk about weekday. This is not a melacha, but I care about going to a trip, going on a plane, going on a boat. What's Isur? What's the melacha that I'm talking about? Right, it's not one of the certain melachot. He says, it looks like a bedin. That's the Yisud.
He's sitting
at a Beit Din. It's a Yisud to sit in a Beit Din when he goes to three rabbis, you need. So therefore, it's like a Yisud to a Din on Shabbat. The Din on Shabbat is a Gezerah, you might come to write or something like that. Primi Kadim Katab.
What about Layman? Can Layman make
your? Not on Shabbat. Unless it's Sorek Shabbat.
The rabbi can do it, but the Layman can't.
Yes, three Layman. Don't we make a Dereh Darim? If it's Sorek Shabbat. If it's Sorek Shabbat, then it waives everything. The guy, I'm not eating today.
Right.
So I came back and said, the guy has to eat. So you get three laymen together, go whisper in one of the guy's ears. Tell us, I made a neder, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have made a neder, whatever it is. That's what we make a tarim every Friday over here. We have no problem over here. Then all you guys that made the tarim to dress on Shabbat, not to go to sleep on Shabbat, not to do all these things on Shabbat, Friday, mutarim lachem, mutarim lachem, and shalom kol tov. Okay. Baruch Hu, Amen.